This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center has received reports of 32 avalanches in the Tetons since December 19th. Two skiers survived avalanches in the Wyoming Tetons in the last 2 weeks, including one who was caught in a slide in No Name Bowl near Rendezvous Peak last Sunday. It's a sign that the sizable snowpack in the mountains of western Wyoming and southwestern Montana is less stable and more dangerous than backcountry enthusiasts might anticipate. Sunday's skier was caught and carried in No Name Bowl south of Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. An avalanche airbag prevented the skier from being buried and helped locate them for a successful rescue, the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center reported. The skier survived partially because of the airbag pack, an excellent piece of safety equipment that more winter recreation enthusiasts are using. The airbag pack works through a process called inverse segregation, helping people rise above the snow and debris of an avalanche. A photo by an observer submitted to the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center showed the skier on top of the slide area with the orange airbag visible. Avalanche experts say that these ABS packs have been proven to assist in better outcomes in up to 11% of avalanche incidents. While the lower elevations of southwestern Montana and northern Wyoming have been warm and dry, the mountains, especially in western Wyoming, have been building immense snowpacks with wet, heavy snow. On December 20th, a skier was hospitalized after being caught in an avalanche in the Claw, an area on the south side of Teton Pass. The 31-year-old Jackson resident was rescued via helicopter and transported to the hospital, but he died of his injuries last Friday. Of the 32 avalanches reported to the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center, 20 were natural or triggered by explosives. An avalanche that covered Wyoming Highway 22 with 30 feet of snow on December 22nd was a planned avalanche triggered by ordnance exploders in Teton Pass. The other 12 avalanches, including the one reported last Sunday, were human-triggered, accidentally caused by people in the mountains. A Montana effort for youth volunteer service awards scholarships to Montana high school seniors for their community work. The program is called Youth Serve Montana. The Youth Serve Montana Scholarship's purpose is to engage high school students, promote youth volunteerism in local communities, and support students' transitions into higher education in Montana. The scholarships are awarded to high school seniors who have completed 100 or more hours of volunteer service within the last year. This year, each scholarship pays $1,500, and they're awarded to 90 Montana seniors who will be attending a Montana Campus Network for Civic Engagement member institution in the fall. Funds are available through support from the Montana Campus Network for Civic Engagement, a coalition of colleges and universities dedicated to fostering civic engagement, service learning, and volunteerism across Montana, and through Reach Higher Montana, a nonprofit dedicated to helping students pursue and fund post-secondary education, and the Montana Office of Community Service, a state agency tasked with expanding and promoting community volunteering in Montana. Josh Vanek, executive director of the Montana Campus Network for Civic Engagement, said, "Young people in Montana lead and support all manner of important community work, from meeting hunger and food needs to local events and support for elders. We are always enormously inspired by their selfless acts of service, their commitment to positive community change, and lifting up each other so that Montana remains a place where neighbors take care of neighbors." The Youth Serve Montana scholarship application and frequently asked questions can be found online at serve.mt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.